SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Police say two people have died and nine others are wounded after a shooting at a Michigan church. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
Police say multiple people were shot and that the shooter himself is down. The building's on fire. Local police said in a social media post the shooting took place at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc, about 50 miles north of Detroit. Police stressing there is no ongoing threat to the public.
Big political news today from New York. New York City Mayor Eric Adams ends his reelection campaign. President Trump devoted a portion of his remarks at the UN to criticism of so-called green energy initiatives.
The primary effect of these brutal green energy policies has not been to help the environment, but to redistribute manufacturing and industrial activity from developed countries that follow the insane rules that are put down to polluting countries that break the rules and are making a fortune. They're making a fortune.
Hudson Institute senior fellow Rebecca Heinrichs says this supports President Trump's straight talk in dealing with foreign allies, like he did this week at the UN, as long as it doesn't go too far.
So I think it's fine and good for President Trump to identify these problems well, as long as there's a good follow-up diplomatically to get our allies on side so that we can kind of find ways to collaborate to get our individual countries in better shape so that we can compete with our shared adversaries.
Rebecca Heinrichs was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Tropical storm Imelda is expected to become a hurricane by late tomorrow or Tuesday. The National Hurricane Center says the system is expected to move away from the southeastern U.S., but rainfall totals of up to 6 inches are likely in parts of the coastal Carolinas. This is SRN News. How spiritual is your state?
The answer comes from the Pew Research Center with a caveat that religious and spiritual are not the same thing. For Pew's purposes, being spiritual basically means believing in something or anything beyond the physical world. With that in mind, the poll reveals that by and large, the most religious states are also the most spiritual states, and they are mostly in the South. However, even in the secular North and West, most people say they are spiritual. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A friend of President Trump who represents a broad swath of Wisconsin's rural Northwoods in Congress has entered the governor's race in the battleground state, shaking up the Republican primary. Congressman Tom Tiffany becomes the front runner over the two other announced GOP candidates who have less name recognition and support from key conservative donors. Tiffany is a strong pro-life advocate and is promising to freeze property taxes. This is SRN News. President Trump's administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold Mr. Trump's birthright citizenship order.
That order declares that children born to parents who are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. The administration provided the appeal to the AP on Saturday. It sets in motion a process at the high court that could lead to a definite ruling from the bench by early summer. The High Court may rule on whether or not the citizenship restrictions are constitutional.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. As artificial intelligence and demographic changes reshape the U.S. job market, the nation's largest private employer is trying to identify the skills its worker and the broader labor force might need for the future. Walmart is working with other corporations and workforce experts to develop and fill jobs that don't require a college degree. More details at srnnews.com.